Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 21st, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley at the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by the Epic Times. Subscribe today and watch their new docufilm, No Farmers, No Food, Will You Eat the Bugs? Subscribe today for just a dollar for your first month by going to crusadechannel.com/epic. Here's what to listen for this hour. UN holds moment of silence for Butcher of Tehran following his death in a helicopter crash. FDIC chair says he'll resign following toxic workplace controversy. Court lets lawsuit over refusal to give dying woman ivermectin proceed. And homes are overvalued in a majority of U.S. states, but it's the ones in the South that may surprise you. Despite earning the nickname the Butcher of Tehran for presiding over Iran's human rights abuses, the UN yesterday held a moment of silence for Ebrahim Raisi after the Iranian president died in a helicopter crash. At the request of Russia, China, Algeria representatives, including United States Deputy Ambassador to the UN Robert Wood, at the UN Security Council, there was a minute to honor Raisi. Israeli UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan called the moment of silence in memory of mass murdering Raisi a disgrace. FDIC Chairman Martin Gruenberg announced his resignation yesterday and agreed to step down once a successor is confirmed, giving in to a months-long scandal over allegations of a toxic workplace culture at the regulator. The banking regulator was released on May 7th. House and Senate lawmakers demanded that Gruenberg resign as FDIC chairman. A court has rejected a hospital system's claim that its refusal to continue giving ivermectin to a dying woman was covered by federal law, stating the law does not apply to the actions in question. Mount Sinai South Nassau, New York City, was twice forced to give COVID-19 patient Deborah Bucco, who was close to death after the system's normal treatment failed, ivermectin under court order. Bucco's condition improved after she began taking ivermectin, but the system stopped the second round of treatment before the prescription ended, and Bucco then died. Sinai said the lawsuit should be thrown out, but the motion was rejected by New York Supreme Court Justice Randy Sue Marber. Our quote of the day, I'm not capable of doing big things, but I want to do everything, even the smallest things, for the greater glory of God. St. Dominic Savio. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
If you're on a quest to make the perfect steak, then you need the perfect steak seasoning for that. And my Acadiana steak seasoning is the perfect choice because unlike many off-the-shelf rubs, Acadiana is nearly salt-free, so you control the quantity of salt to your taste. For steaks, I like to use a healthy dose of very coarse grind kosher salt, and I heavily season both sides to make a blackened sear. Acadiana is also great on seafood and veggies, too. Pick up a bag or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Bernardine of Siena. It was in the year 1400, a 20-year-old man showed up at the door of the largest hospital in Siena, wanting to help. A plague was raging throughout the city, and it was so horrible, as many as 20 people died each day in the hospital alone. And many of the people who died were those who needed to tend to the ill. It was a desperate situation, to be sure. More and more people were falling ill, and fewer were there to help them. So Bernardine brought not just new patients, but young men like himself, willing to tend the dying. For months, Bernardine and his companions worked day and night, not only to comfort the patients, but to organize and clean the hospital. Only at the end of the plague did Bernardine himself fall ill, and that was of exhaustion, it was said. Whatever he did, he put his whole self into it. Immediately after he recovered, he was back caring for the sick, but this time he was responsible not for a whole hospital, but one person, an invalid aunt. For 14 months, she got his full attention. Throughout his life, he put as much energy into caring for one person as for hundreds, as much commitment into converting one citizen as to preaching to a whole city. We remember Saint Bernardine of Siena today. A new report published by Fitch Ratings has found homes were overvalued by 11.1% at the end of 2023, a trend occurring in about 90% of U.S. metro areas. Of course. In fact, an overwhelming majority of homes in the United States are overvalued as steep mortgage rates and an ongoing housing shortage push the price of real estate even higher. But the increase in homes being sold at prices over the long-term average was noticeably higher in a handful of southern states, according to Fox News. Those states, Tennessee, Arkansas, South Carolina, those actually saw the sharpest rise, and they were followed by Montana and Alabama. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.